This is Cindy James, and we're at Florida Blue here in Jacksonville, Florida on October 6th, and we are interviewing Richard Thomas Stacy.
On Tuesday, Florida Blue's Cindy James sits across from Stacy at the health insurer's retail office at the St. John's Town Center. The World War II vet says he's originally from Texas.
Coleman, Texas. Early in life, in high school, I milked cows and paid for my piano lessons. I learned to play the piano, and then the boys got to call me a sissy, and I quit, and I regretted it ever since.
Stacy says he lost his mom early on, and his dad worked extra hard to provide for him and his siblings. To his knowledge, he was the first in the family to serve in the military.
I was still in high school whenever they told me I was going in the service, and they gave me a deferment. Instead of taking the deferment, I went ahead and went in.
Stacy was just a half a year shy of getting his diploma.
Well, I went in there and I took a test and they put me in the aviation cadet program. I wanted to fly airplanes. I rode horses all my life and I didn't like riding horses, so I wanted to fly.
Stacy never did get to fly a plane, but he did serve in an air crew on a B-17 bomber. While bombing oil depots in Italy to starve Axis powers of resources, he had more than his fair share of close calls.
A plaque about the size of your index finger come through and hit me right in the chest, and I had that thing on and stuck there. Knocked me completely loose from all my equipment. And at 28,500 feet, you do not live very long.
But even with all the risks, Stacy says he doesn't think what he did was particularly heroic. He was just doing his job. The Veterans Administration estimates a little more than 800,000 World War II veterans are still living, but more than 400 die every day. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.